Item eight, Pace Homes Incorporated. Morning, Mike.
This is an appeal of the Hampton Local Wetlands Board's decision to deny a riprap stormwater outfall apron along the Hampton River at the terminus of North Boxwood Street in the city of Hampton. This is an appeal. You're considering the record today only that the board had before it and the rationale they used to make their determination, in this case, a denial. To hear any other evidence, you would have to open the record.
Thank you.
The site location is along the Hampton River in the city of Hampton. Just for reference, this is the I-64 corridor coming down to the modern Merrimack Bridge Tunnel, or excuse me, Hampton Ridge Bridge Tunnel, and this is Mercury Boulevard coming down towards Fort Monroe. And again, the location is right here along the eastern shore of the Hampton River. This is a site, this is an aerial shot that staff provided to the local wetlands board. We're kind of looking from the north, so this is actually still the eastern shore. The site location is right at the terminus of this little drainage swale that's coming through these live oaks right here. This riprap apron is part of a stormwater management plan that includes the development of approximately five acres of land that's just off to the left of the screen here, where they're proposing to construct 20 lots, one-third acre lots.
To do what?
To construct 30, a subdivision, construct 30 or 20 one-third acre lots. Basically, this is a large undeveloped parcel, and if looking at the rest of the area around, it's all pretty well developed. There will be a street that accesses this area back here, and basically there will be stormwater drains that outfall into a drainage pipe and then fall out into the apron that was within the board's jurisdiction down here. This is another area, there's another aerial shot showing the drainage swale again coming through these live oaks, and again the riprap apron would be installed right here. The shoreline here, while it is shaded by the live oaks, there is vegetation here consisting of Spartina alterniflora, which is a listed wetland species. This is a site plan provided by the wetlands board to the by the staff to the wetlands board, and it's basically showing the existing conditions there now. This is the parcel that will be developed, approximately 5 acres. These are two already developed lots here that have houses currently on them, with the drainage easement running through here, right here, excuse me. And this is the site plan for the project area. Again, this is the 5 acre parcel, and then these are the proposed lots through here and the proposed road and the drainage easement here. This is a drawing from the joint permit application. The yellow line right here is showing the location of the drainage pipe coming out along the drainage swell here. The area that I've highlighted here is the riprap apron itself. The green line shows mean high water, and the light blue line shows mean low water. So the area of the riprap apron that's within the board's jurisdiction is the area shown in red here, which is approximately 117 square feet of riprap. The area in yellow is above their jurisdictional limits, mean high water. This is a cross-section showing the proposed 36-inch drainage pipe. The dashed line that you see, which is fairly faint, is the existing grade. And then there's a solid line that's proposed along here, which will be the final grade, coming down to the board's jurisdictional limits. The elevation determined for those board jurisdictional limits are 0.96 feet above mean low water, and the area in red that you see here is the area that the riprap apron is actually within the board's jurisdiction. This will require some excavation of wetlands as well, so that they can meet grade the riprap apron at its terminus. During the hearing, the Wetlands Board heard a presentation by the city staff, In that presentation, the city staff outlined that the riprap apron outfall is part of a proposed subdivision stormwater management plan that has been approved by the City of Hampton Stormwater Management Division. The riprap apron outfall will impact 117 square feet of intertidal wetlands. There were two possible sites on location for the proposed apron, with the site of least intertidal wetland impact being chosen. Due to stormwater regulations, the apron could not be located outside of the intertidal wetlands, and that an in-lieu fee would be paid to mitigate for the loss of wetlands, as there was no opportunity to do on-site mitigation. They didn't heard testimony by the applicant's agent. The applicant stated the existing grade of the project area and stormwater regulations prevented the relocation of the riprap apron from being relocated outside of the tidal wetlands or further landward of mean high water. Stormwater entering the drainage system from the road would be discharged without any best management practice treatment. In other words, this water would not pass through any kind of stormwater retention pond to try and remove sediments or other pollutants. And the proposed system has been approved by the City of Hampton Stormwater Management Division. There was no testimony in opposition to the project. The Wetlands Board then considered the project, with members of the board expressing concern over untreated stormwater discharge into the wetlands and asked if there was any way to treat it. Without treatment, they felt that the public detriments of the project outweighed the benefits, and there was a vote to deny the portion of riprap apron that would be in the tidal wetlands. After careful review of the record, it appears the only rationale used by the board in denying the project was based upon their judgment that the direct discharge of stormwater runoff from the proposed street without any kind of best management practice treatment was undesirable and would constitute an unacceptable impact to the wetlands. While staff believes the board's efforts to prevent untreated stormwater discharge into wetlands are laudable, we are of the opinion that this rationale likely exceeds their statutory jurisdiction. Furthermore, the City of Hampton had already reviewed the stormwater management plan and determined that it met their regulations for stormwater management and runoff. While there are some limited discussions regarding an alternate site, we do not believe the board adequately discussed the need for the riprap apron to be relocated outside of the wetlands and should have further explored avoiding and minimizing the riprap apron's impacts to tidal wetlands by relocating it further landward and possibly outside of the existing tidal wetlands. Therefore, staff recommends the matter be remanded back to the Wetlands Board for further consideration of the direct impacts of the riprap apron on tidal wetlands, including the necessity of its placement in the tidal wetlands, and minimizing the impacts on those jurisdictional wetlands if the project is approved.
Thank you.
That answers any questions you may have.
Questions of Mike? All right. Seeing none, is Pace Homes represented?
Yes, sir.
Wish to be heard? Okay. How about the Wetlands Board? Yes, sir. Wish to be heard, I assume? No? Okay. This is interesting. But I'm not complaining. I guess the matter's before the commission, unless you have further questions.
I guess Mr. Erskine? A question for Mike, maybe. just so I understand, the riprap is to stabilize the bank as well as support the outfall pipe, so one goes with the other. They work in.
The way I understand what the riprap agent's job is to stabilize the bank because you're going to have water coming out of this pipe.
Right.
And that's going to prevent erosion from the outfall of that water from the pipe.
Okay.
It slows down the water and just kind of. Moves into the wetlands without, you know,
The discharge pipe and the plan has previously been approved.
Been approved by the city.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Sessions.
And so what staff is saying is that the Wetlands Board exceeded their authority by denying it because there's no BMP treatment?
Yes, there's no BMP treatment for the stormwater pipe that you see come, that drains from the street. So the board was kind of really wanted to see some sort of retention pond or something like that to try and capture this water, hold it till the pollutants have filtered out, and then allow it to drain into the wetlands. But stormwater regulations didn't require this because of certain thresholds in terms of permeability of the land area and total acreage of the project.
So, Mike, in other words, the reason the board gave for its denial is outside of the list of reasons that can be considered by a wetlands board. Is that what you're
saying? That's basically what staff's opinion is.
Probably anybody's disagreeing that we'd like to see outfall treated.
Right.
But that's outside of the jurisdiction of the wetlands board.
Basically, we have what the city says is a properly designed stormwater management plan. And the local wetlands board felt like it wasn't properly designed, but it wasn't within their jurisdiction to determine if it was properly designed or not. What they're supposed to be weighing is the impacts of that apron in the wetlands. And were those impacts acceptable?
All right. Thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Sessions.
So we have the option now to remand it back to the local wetlands board.
Correct. You can overturn the decision, you can agree with it, or you can remand it back. And I think the staff has it right in this case. I don't think we need to substitute our judgment for that of the wetlands board. I think they just simply need to go back and reconsider the effects on the wetlands and decide it based on, you know, those kinds of issues rather than what they chose to base it on.
And I make a motion that it's remanded back to the wetlands board.
All right. Motion to remand. Is there a second to that motion?
Second
by Mr. Beck. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries, and the matter is remanded back to the Hampton Wetlands Board. Thank you all for coming.